It's twofold. Obviously, we have a situation going on with our economy. Central Florida hasn't been affected yet with the recovery in the sense that we are very service-oriented industry area with many jobs available, but unfortunately have a low rate of hourly pay for people with those positions to maintain stable housing, affordable housing is very difficult. So we've seen an increase in our homelessness here in Central Florida. The other portion of that is awareness. It takes training of our schools to identify various housing situations. We've put things in place. The awareness is growing. Our families are being more proactive in self-identifying their housing situation because they know the school district can help. So you know, it's economy and awareness.
And correct me if I'm wrong, but I think there's also an element of defining what exactly homelessness is, and there may be some, I guess, misconceptions around what exactly defines who is homeless. So how would you define a homeless student?
Every school district in the nation follows the same definition. It's provided in No Child Left Behind. It's federal legislation. And it's any child that lacks a fixed, regular, and adequate nighttime residence. So it's a very broad umbrella. Mm-hmm. And then it breaks it down into categories such as those living in abandoned cars and on the streets, abandoned buildings, which is our more traditional view of homelessness. But then it also encompasses those who are living in emergency shelters, transitional housing, hotels and motels due to the lack of a more adequate housing. And then our largest population of identified students are living doubled up or in shared housing of others due to the loss of their own housing and nowhere to go. Mm-hmm. So moving in with aunt, grandma, sister, neighbor, friend, because otherwise they'd be on the street.
And that's been quite common, I think, throughout the country through the recession. It's probably a trend which is going to continue for some time.
Yes. As a nation, we surpassed, I think, last year, over 1 million identified school-age children. So I'm not even talking about the little ones or the recent graduates, just those in school K through 12.
How do you go about identifying those students?
There's a couple ways that we go about identification. Our largest way of identifying is we have something called a residency questionnaire that is implemented as part of the enrollment process as parents come to enroll their children into school. But it's also dispersed to every child in the school in the first weeks of school to identify not only new enrollees, but the kids that have always been with us. So that residency questionnaire goes out, the parents fill it out and turn it back in, and then we assess what those answers were on that questionnaire. But then we do training of our front office staff. They're our front line on working with families, our guidance counselors. We have SAFE coordinators. You know, basically anyone who will listen, we go out to schools and we hold annual trainings as well to talk about identification. But we also work with local service agencies like the shelters. Mm-hmm. And share information as parents release.